Y'all got your drink, fellas.
Got my drink.
It was like, ooh, Al, lips look so good.
I got good everything, trust me.
What else you got good, Al?
Take a look at that picture I sent you.
I just figured I'd get the girls a little preview of the spring summer collection, aka okay. My body.
It is TGIF. This is what y'all came for, right? Y'all came for this.
Hey everybody, happy Wednesday. I know y'all missed us because y'all been blowing up our timelines, cussing us out, telling us we ain't allowed to take a vacation because y'all want your TGIF and TGIW. So without further ado, let me introduce my amazing co-host. And we got a lot to catch you up on because we were in Miami together and someone was being a hot ratchet mess. So without further ado, please welcome brand strategizer and I don't know what to call you after Miami.
Cut it out.
Al Reynolds. the turnip king. And also please welcome multimedia personality and talk show host, please welcome and actually a fantastic host, Funky Dineva, aka Q. What's up, Q?
Hey y'all.
Wow. Okay, well, where do I begin? And I'm your host, Claudia Jordan. Listen, we all went down to Miami last week. And we finally got to hang out in person.
that was not.
What y'all want to know?
Listen, I honestly and truthfully wouldn't care if I don't see y'all for another 2 or 3 years. Because, I'm still recovering.
Al, have you recovered? Because, Al, you got stuck there a couple days.
I did, and I slept the entire day. But let me tell you, I had the time. I had a very, very good time. Q is like the ultimate host. From the second we got off the plane, Q and I were at Big Pink having breakfast. Then we got the call.
Having shots.
That's right. We had shots. Then we got the call for the Queen Bee, Claudia. So Q, of course, had to get to the airport, which normally takes regular people like 15 minutes. He did it in 5 because Claudia was standing outside.
And I was like, no, I can take an Uber. I'll meet y'all. And he was like, no, no. And I got to say that is really, people don't like picking people up from the airport. So that was, I know you was a real one after that. And we went to drinks and we ended up having a business meeting while we, after the 4th tequila. And we got into a heated discussion, remember? And Q was
we drank a whole bottle of tequila. We drank a whole bottle of tequila at our business meeting. So, of course, it got heated.
We saw talking about the
Claudia
show.
Al and Claudia got the fussing, and I was about to cry.
It felt like you were our son, and we were like the mom and dad. And you was like, I just want y'all to not fight. It was so listen, words can't explain what went down. So we got a little video. TGIF presents the Miami Takeover. Let's take a look.
Oh, no.
Claudia. I think you can't start the way they're looking for it right now.
What you not going to do with your little young ass is talk any kind of way to me.
Claudia, like I said before.
Tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to do.
That's the alpha for you.
Miami Nights 2021 TGIF.
Oh,
God.
That was hilarious.
And that's just the part we can show y'all.
Right.
Listen, TGIF soulmates, somehow or another, I ended up asleep in Al's room. On the floor, under a towel. I woke up in the morning, them people had stole my car. Bernice from South Beach towhead came and got my car. I was so doggone towed up, I couldn't even leave. And Al was in some cheap ass hotel room and didn't have no extra food. So I had to sleep on the damn bare, nasty ass COVID filled carpet up under a damn towel. My hip and my bike was hurting so bad when I woke up in the morning.
Oh,
so
God.
My question is, why did you lay on the bed? Like, you could have just, like, split the bed with Al.
Because it was another person in the bed with him. It was 3 of us in their room.
Al, was that the porn star?
And I had a whole other body in that bed. I was just sleep listening.
And we're not going to say who, like the sex, the gender. It was a porn star who see a picture of. And I was like, wow, okay.
What are you talking about? You met the porn star. They were on the boat.
I know. I'm not trying to give it away, Al.
Oh, okay. My bad. Too late.
So now that we're back in our hometowns and able to process the trip, tell the viewers what sparred the argument when y'all was going back and forth with Al. Al was like, what you not going to do? We can't air the audio because there was a lot of cussing and recklessness, but y'all can see the video right here. This is when it all came to a head. Y'all was having like a little dance off. The funky was. What was that about?
The sexual tension just boiled over and Al didn't know what to do with the energy.
Al, how was it for you?
What sexual tension?
I will say this. Al got a fat ass.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
He got that thing is thangin'. It is.
Give me that donkey butt and them big old legs. I ain't too proud to be.
So what was everybody's favorite part of the trip?
Oh,
definitely the boat ride. The boat ride was just so ethereal. And the Tour de France that we did night when we were partying.
I got to tell you, my favorite part was down at the bar with the Honda cars.
Yeah. I brought them down to the bar, baby.
It was 100% like walking in the Cheers. It's not as ratchet as it appears. It's actually a nice bar. The people were super nice. And the best part that I liked about it was that Funky's fans come through. So you never know who's going to be at the bar that are fans of his. So I was fortunate to meet four beautiful Black women that were fans of his that were visiting from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They were visiting from Chicago. And there was a mother who was a caterer. I mean, they were just some amazing people. And that to me, that just really touched my heart. And
Cleveland, they were visiting from Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Cleveland, that's right. That's right. It was Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And it really touched my heart because, you know, Funky is just the, like I said, the ultimate hospitable dude. Like he makes sure everybody's taken care of. You don't have to wait 0.5 seconds for a drink. You don't have to wait 0.5 seconds for anything. Even on my ride home, he called me a car and kicked my ass out. It's so bad. Like, so, okay. I mean, that was a very incredible part for me.
You know what I liked about it? You know, we do the show and we all, you know, work with people all the time. And, you know, we genuinely like each other off camera. And the comments that we all got, because, you know, we went live or we made videos. People were really here for the friendship and to see that we really rock with each other, like off camera, off the show. And I can't tell you how many people said, we need more of these antics. Can we get a reality show? They was tagging Carlos King to give us they wanted to see more of the antics. And we really had a good time. And Q, thank you for picking me up from the airport. That just doesn't happen. And I really appreciate that. We had a great time. And Al is, I'm glad that the fans got to see that Al, like I said, is not this button up person that y'all see on TGIF. He is the turn up person. The Al that I know is the Al that was in Miami. And how many drinks do you think you had over the weekend? If you had to put a number on.
You should say how many bottles.
How many bottles?
How many bottles did we swallow over the weekend? I mean, a couple, five, six, seven.
And then, too, you know, I think it's worth mentioning to the fans that we were tossing around the idea of like jumping from city to city and partying with you guys. So we've just got to figure out the logistics of it all. But that's definitely, you know, come party with TGIF, come party with Al, Q, and Claudia, or whatever, y'all. We're gonna try to make it real so y'all can partake in the fun too.
So any promoters out there that got a little budget, y'all can have us come in and we can host the after party at your club. So just hit any of us up on Instagram or our emails and we'll come take your bread and we'll come party with y'all. Yeah. All right, y'all.
Time of your life.
Oh, see, but you got to take your vitamins because I'm tired as hell messing with y'all. All right, y'all. That was a fun time. I'm really glad we're going to do it again real soon. I think the next trip is going to be Vegas. So maybe if the fans want to meet us in Vegas, we'll be set up. All right, y'all. Listen, we got a lot to cover tonight. Okay, let's get into it. I don't spend that much time on the story. Just real quick. A former R&B star, Nivea, recently sat down with Candy Burrs. Did y'all hear that she talked about how Lil Wayne persuaded her to quit making music at the peak of her career? He promised to take care of her, but instead he convinced her to move out of the house that they shared so he could move in his baby mom at the time, Toya Johnson. What are your thoughts on this? And do you think she's telling the truth about Wayne kicking her out?
You know, I've met Nivea. She ain't got no reason to lie. I think, you know, celebrity women are not any different than regular women in the sense, you know, how many women do we know that their noses have been so up in the air over a man that they end up doing something crazy? You know, she must have really been in love because she said she sent a letter to the record label and was like, baby, I'm done. Because basically my man told me to quit and I love my man. And you know, it does suck because Nivea truly is unsung. Like, her career never went where it could have. And she consistently put out good music. So I definitely believe her when she says that's the reason that her stuff just suddenly stopped. And that's, it's trapped in the tail.
I mean, is the D... Okay, never mind. All right, moving on. Kyle Massey, we got to talk about this. He's accused in court documents of sending pornographic material to a 13-year-old girl. They say he knew this girl since she was really little. So he missed his court hearing in Washington State on Monday, and a warrant has been issued for his arrest. The judge also issued a $100,000 bench warrant. What do you think is going on with him? Do you believe this case? At first, I thought it was like an extortion attempt, but the fact that he's missing court dates, that's not going to help his case. What do you think, Al?
Well, according to his lawyer, who has spoken on several occasions on this particular case, he wasn't served properly. And what happened, Claudia, is exactly what you said on the last time we covered this story. The woman lost the civil case because she was suing him for $1.5 million. And because she lost the civil case, she took it to a different state, to Washington State, and filed another lawsuit against him, but did not serve him. So it's kind of weird. He wasn't properly served, is what the lawyers are saying. And they are still arguing that this is still a form of extortion, because when she tried to sue him for 1.5, he simply didn't have it and the court threw it out. So I feel like any smart person with a lawyer would not allow themselves to be backed into a corner like this again, knowingly. So I feel like she tricked him and got him in a different court system, tried to do it again, and they were like, I didn't show up because I didn't know. I wasn't served. I didn't know I was supposed to be there.
That makes sense.
Right.
Okay. Moving on, we got some history to talk about. Pole star MJ Rodriguez has made history by being the first trans person to be nominated for an Emmy in the Outstanding Actress in a Drama Series category for her starring role on the show. How do you feel about this historic nomination?
I think it's great. I think it's something has been righted. What am I looking for? A wrong has been righted, because when polls first came out, you know, the show was geared towards trans community, but it was kind of like Billy Porter was getting all the shine and getting all the awards, and rightfully so. He's a great, talented actor. But I just love MJ Rodriguez in this last season of Pose, period. It was a great show. She deserves it. I think all of the actors on that show deserve some type of award or recognition, because they really did do their thing.
Let me tell you about MJ Rodriguez. Now, people may or may not know, this is a trained actress, okay? Let's not think that she has not attended all of the major great performing arts school. She went to the New Jersey Performing Arts Center, which is the largest arts center academy in the United States. She also went to Newark High Arts High School, which is the top public high school in the state of New Jersey. And let's not forget, she also trained at Berklee College of Music. Okay. And we know that's the highest independent college of contemporary music in the world. This is a trained actress, and she has paid her dues, and she deserves every single award that she's going to receive. This one, moving forward, because as we know from Berklee College School of the Arts, what, 300 plus of their alumni have won Grammys. 34 of them have won Emmys. She may be the 35th. And 8 of them from the Berklee School of Music have won Academy Awards. MJ Rodriguez, it's your time to shine, sweetheart. Do your thing, and I can't wait to see you pick this Emmy up. I'm excited for you.
All right. Speaking of excitement, a Karen got super excited out of Victoria's Secret in New Jersey. Viral video that
we had a little commercial, girl. We gotta go to commercial, baby.
We're gonna take a quick commercial break and we're gonna talk about the Karen in Victoria's Secret that lost her goddamn mind, almost like I lost my sight. We'll be right back after this break. Let me go ahead and put the heavy duty glasses up. A bitch was feeling herself, went to Miami, got a little tan. I was like, I don't need my glasses. Yes, the hell I do. Okay, listen, y'all. The viral video from Victoria's Secret, Karen's gone wild, and this heifer right here. You know what? Let's just take a look at the video.
It's you. Now you are. Oh my God! Oh my God! Do you see this?
This, I know we're not supposed to swear. This bitch assaulted or attempted to assault. She attacked the black woman. She was the aggressor. And she's charging towards the white woman. And she's charging towards the black woman. The white woman is charging her throughout the store. Doesn't stop. People are telling the black woman to stop and not the white woman, who throws a complete tantrum, white tears. And everyone goes to her defense, like, let's just coddle this woman because, you know, she's having a breakdown and the real victim gets no help. What are your thoughts on these Karens doing this? Because it works. And playing the victim.
You know, this whole situation is a mess. And I did a video on social media either today or yesterday when I was talking about there needs to be anti-Karen legislation introduced into law, right? Because this thing has now transcended social media. Like, at first, it was cute just documenting the Karens, spaz out. But this really is a public nuisance. It's a public safety issue. And these white women, see, the beautiful thing I like about these Karen breakdowns is that white women have showed their hand, right? If we were ignorant to the fact of if they know what they're doing or not, we now know beyond the shadow of a doubt that they know what they are doing when they have those types of responses. And I said, in addition to there being legislation passed, there needs to be a Karen registry. If you get caught, arrested, prosecuted under the Karen Act, the same way sex offenders go on a registry, your racist ass need to go on a registry, because the reality of the situation is racist attitudes don't change overnight. If you were racist on Monday, you got arrested for the shit on Tuesday, am I to believe on Friday you're not still racist anymore? No, ma'am. Your name need to go on a registry, and every employer, neighbor, Girl Scout, garbage man, and school district need to know exactly who you are and see you for your works. So I'm here for the Karen Registry.
You so make a good point. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, real quick, you make a good point, because you can't just scream fire or bomb on an airplane without getting in trouble. And I kind of equate it to that. You're causing that kind of hysteria, and your words have consequences, and you may end up getting someone beat up or killed. Go ahead, Al. I'm sorry about that. So,
until we get that Karen registry, because I feel like there may be a need for a Karen registry, let's stick to the law. All right. There are four laws that this young lady broke, and let me share with you what they are. Okay. Title 2C, the New Jersey Code of Criminal Justice, Section 2C28(4) says false reports to a law enforcement authority is a crime of the fourth degree. That's number one she should be charged for, okay? Number two, she made a complaint against a person, which was a filed false case against the young black lady to the cops. That is violation number two, punishable by law, right? 6 months in jail or paying a fine up to $1,000. Number three, we have slander and liable for defamation of character of the African-American female because she lied to the officers about what happened. That's number three. And number four is you can be charged in the state of New Jersey for wasting a police officer's time for making a false accusation. So those are four laws that this young lady broke that she needs to be held accountable for and charged. And that's using today's case law without a registry, without anything else. I feel like she should be made an example of, and the young lady who, the Nigerian woman who is the person that was assaulted, has started a GoFundMe account. Everybody, please Google it and find it. She needed $20,000 to find a lawyer to help her. That GoFundMe account, as of tonight, is up to $80,000 in support of her to help her exercise these four laws that this white woman have violated against her.
Now, hold on,
It's amazing.
Now, granted, granted, I know she experienced, something, but bitch, she don't need no damn $80,000 now. Mama don't, listen, as far as I'm concerned, case closed, because mama don't mess around and got rich. So
she actually does need the money, because the type of attorney that she needs to hire to make sure that all of this gets to the finish line is somebody who's going to be between $500 and $600 an hour. And I promise you, 10 or 12 or 15 hours, that's $75,000.
Let me tell you something. My motto is pay me for my pain. With $80,000, baby, I go sit my ass down. She good. You good, love. I give it to God. Okay.
This is principle right now. This is principle. She can do that when she files a civil case for defamation against the young lady for falsifying that she was attacked when she was not. We need to remember, all right, all jokes aside, that this is real. These women have been using these tactics to hurt us in our community for decades. It needs to stop, and there needs to be accountability. Now, that's just my two cents.
Now, that was actually about 25 cents. But so, no. I feel you, $80,000 is a lot for that inconvenience, but on to Al's point, on principle, these bitches need to be, they need to be some repercussions because we control their jobs and try to get them fired, but she needs something on her record because just like the white police officers that so blatantly choke us out, kill us, do all kinds of things, these white women don't really get penalized that much. They get embarrassed for a few weeks. They can get another job. But as far as something going on their actual record, I think it's going to have to start happening to discourage them because they have been getting away with this since Emmett Till, since way before that. You know what I mean?
Millie, they've been doing this. Miss Millie on the Color Purple was the first Karen.
That's right.
They've been getting away with it.
And you know what? I got to tell you, I'm very, and Claudia and I fought about this. I'm very upset with Victoria's Secret because how they handled this, they let her lay in the floor and shake and wail and pretend like she was passed out. And no one ever called security or the police. If that was a black woman, if that was a Hispanic woman, if that was any woman of color that behaved like that, I promise you she wouldn't have been in that store for more than 10 minutes. And this ordeal lasted for over 1 hour.
I'm going to tell you the person, too, honest and truthfully, at the point at which
that lady... Because that they did call security.
Point at which that lady was acting her ass, she wouldn't have even bothered me no more. It was that bitch at the register that turned around, put her nose in, trying to tell the black woman to stop filming her, as to say she was the aggressor. That's the mess that they do. You know what I'm saying? But it also shows the emotional response that you are able to elicit out of folks when you start crying. You see what I'm saying? It automatically makes people feel like somebody is doing something to you. And all in all, she was the aggressor. And it was when she laid her damn half a gallon of milk shaped ass down on the floor. She laid down so damn slow. And last thing before we move on, you know, a lot of people were saying mental illness was real. And then I saw a lot of people getting on social media saying, stop calling this mental illness because it's not. This is a white woman who got caught and she's trying to shield herself from embarrassment and whatnot. But let me ask you a question. I mean, she got to be a little off her rocker for the way she was doing all that damn carrying on. I mean, I don't think people with good sense carry on like that in public, y'all.
Here's my problem with this as a black woman, right? Why is it that of this two, this a black woman and a white woman, why is her trauma just automatically coddled, and everyone's running to the rescue to save this woman, to make sure she's okay. Not one person asked the actual victim who was assaulted if she's okay. Instead, she needs to wrap it up, move on, stop. You're making it a thing. No, F that. She's not making it a thing. She needs to make it a thing. I'm just so sick and tired of, I remember being on set one time with a white girl. She didn't have no more credit to me, no more fame than me. And we had to wear these uncomfortable helmets. And it's a much smaller scale, but it's just the mentality similar. When we said cut, there's like no oxygen in these helmets. They all rushed four people around her to make sure she's straight. And I'm sitting there like dying over here. Nobody rushed to help me, but they always think. And that's why I tell my sisters, stop saying I'm a strong black woman, because they believe that. And they say, oh, you're okay. She'll be okay. But the white women, they all bend over backwards and twist themselves into a pretzel to go save this woman who's actually the sinister villain-ass hoe that is, you know, the actual, the aggressor.
My question was, when the police arrived, right? When the police arrived, they took the chick, they took the white chick outside and asked her questions as if she was the one that got attacked.
And it's funny because
it
speaks to racial bias, you know, and I don't know if there's any level of training that can socialize that out of people. You know what I'm saying? It's just racial bias.
Accountability, her being on the front page of these magazines saying, okay, y'all keep doing this, we are going to make you accountable. See, accountability, that's why Q, like you said at the top of this conversation, thank goodness that they're showing their hands. Thank goodness this is happening. Thank goodness we have phones. Thank goodness we have social media. And thank goodness we are in this movement that we're in, because it is going to change the narrative in the next 5 years. Okay, we can go on. Sorry, Claudia.
No, it's fine. We needed to talk about this in a thoughtful, intelligent way. And I think that's a great idea, Q, the Karen Registry, because this is a real thing. It started off as a joke, but it's not really a joke anymore. Mm-hmm. And someone's going to end up getting hurt again. Mm-hmm. I mean, people have already been killed and murdered over lies that Karens have told. Now it's a nuisance, but it's still, it affects you. And that black woman could have been assaulted by the police and nowadays shot and killed herself. You never know how the law is going to respond when they show up, when they see a poor screaming white woman. They automatically assume she was attacked by one of us. Anyways, moving on. Cardi B did not experience. Again? Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more. I'm thinking I'd be able to see. Okay, I'm going to get me some strong contacts, because I'll be trying to be cute on the show without my glasses. I'm missing all the commercial cues. So we are back, TGIF, with Al Reynolds and Q, a.k.a. Funky Dineva. Before we went to break, I teased Cardi B. She didn't spare any expense for her daughter Culture's third birthday party. They went all out. But, you know, not everybody was happy about this party. Former Love & Hip Hop star and rapper Hazel E is throwing a whole lot of shade, saying... Ooh. That Cardi,
oh my God.
She said that Cardi B stole her princess themed party, which she threw for her daughter a few weeks ago. Hazel E also posted in her Instagram story in her Soulja Boy voice that she was the first rapper to do it. What are your thoughts on this? Are princess parties, is that original? Is that like something that no one else has done before? She's claiming that Cardi is, you know, checking for her. What do y'all think?
When Hazel E almost died in Turkey, it is beyond obvious that she left her damn brain on the operating table, okay? Hazel E. You know, I don't know what classification of mental illness the American Association of Mental Health would give you for you to think that Cardi B is sitting somewhere copying you. Like, if Cardi B would have threw an avatar party looking at you, then I would have said, okay, Hazel E inspired this party. But quiet as it's kept, people been doing princess, the fact that the carriage even exists. The fact that the damn carriage even exists and is made out of fiberglass or whatever the hell it's made out of is evidentiary of the fact that people have princess parties. The fact that they even sell the costumes. People been doing it. Every little girl is a princess. Every damn movie geared towards little girls are princess themed. What in the hell are you talking about? Dodo Brain, that silicone don't left her ass, traveled through her esophagus, came out her nose, back in through her ears, and landed in her damn brain. She don't go sit her goddamn ass down somewhere. I can't stand that damn girl. It's because she ugly. You know what I'm saying? It's just because she like, sit your ugly ass down some damn way. And you, first of all, I told you the last time I got your ass together that you needed to be giving your life to the Lord. You, God did not bring you back from the brink of death when you was over there in Turkey for you to get on the internet and start this damn shit. You don't take your ugly ass to damn Sunday school some damn well and leave this damn girl alone. You, ooh, look at her. You ain't got no choice but to be a troll when you look like one.
I just know 100% she didn't think that she was the first to do a princess party. I'm going to say that this was a smart media move to get media attention, and that's exactly what she got.
Well, the only difference between Cardi B's party and Hazel E's party is that Hazel E's party actually was the princess and the frog, and she was the frog. Okay. Claudia. I don't like that girl. I just don't like her.
Claudia, can we?
I'm a ooh, face sitting up there looking like it's made of Play-Doh. Mm-mm. And where the hell she got that pasty ass makeup from?
Embalm number 4.
That ain't Embalm Brown. That's drywall number 3. You got that damn makeup from Home Depot. Go, ooh, I can't stand her. I don't know why that girl get under my skin. Like, I think it's because she ugly. She's just so ugly. And she lame.
Q, you didn't have to do the girl. Like, you said Avatar party. Why do you like that?
And you know what? My bad. Zoe Saldana was cute in that movie. I meant Shrek. If Fiona don't sit her damn ass down somewhere.
Next. Right. That part.
She's happily married. She's a rapper. She's got a hot music career. She's a rapper. Moving on.
Okay.
Tila Tequila. Oh, shit. This ain't going to get it.
We are not going in the...
I can't do this. I need a break. James DuBose, I need a raise to work with these two and deal with these stories. I'm letting you know right now.
Tila Tequila.
I didn't know she was still alive, personally.
She got that hair on her arm. Look at why I'm so skinny like that. What kind of drugs she on? Go ahead.
You heard what she had to say about black women and being bald headed? We got some audio. Let me tell you, soulmates, this show will not end well.
No.
Play the footage, please. We got audio? We gonna play it? Are we not playing it?
Oh, we don't have it. Uh-uh.
We can't play.
We can't play it.
Basically, Tila Tequila said that black women are cursed to be bald-headed. Because basically our crown is our glory and we somehow are cursed because we ain't the chosen one. Some nonsense she was saying about black women. All that black cock that she done took. All right, them right. Black sons she done had from black women. I remember right. When she was in parties in San Diego, allegedly, high off of whatever, allegedly, messing with a football player she tried to sue. And they dropped that case. And I Googled Tila Tequila. And everything that comes up about her. Drug overdose, lost against Sean Merriman, drugs dismissed, drug case, brain aneurysm. When I Googled her, it says, does Tila Tequila have brain damage? Like, is something wrong with her? She's a reality. This is what they say. This is when you Google her. Tila Tequila, reality star turned.
Put your glasses.
I'm sorry. Let me try. I'm trying to be cute for y'all, but I guess it don't matter. They said from the sex tape to the fake suicide attempts, claims of satanic possession. She just has a lot of nerve to come for Black women when I know all them Black peens that came from Black mamas was up inside of you. Okay? So don't you dare fix your little squishy ass mouth to come for Black women. Okay? Talking about our hair and wear balls and all this. I got a couple clips, but bald wear. And I don't know if you just missed the attention because no one's offered you a show in a long time. So you have to go and say something. And I don't know why people always think they got to come for Black women to go ahead and get that attention. But to say they make this blanket statement about a whole demographic of people that you emulate, quite frankly, is a good way to get hands on you from someone. Not me, because I'm old, but I'm just saying, like, I don't understand why you came for Black women. And then she tried to throw the Lord in there. Did y'all hear the rant?
Yeah,
right. I think the thing that got me the most was the biblical reference that she made. She basically was saying that she was better than all Black women because Black women didn't have hair. And the Lord made it that way because Black women didn't deserve to have hair, because having hair made you the ultimate queen. That to me really just hit me the wrong way. Now, I remember Tila Tequila, and I think most people do in my age group. She was the Kim Kardashian of MySpace. She was the most popular young lady on MySpace with the most followers, and that's what speared her off to have her own reality show. But like Claudia said, how can you dare talk about a Black woman when you couldn't get enough of Ray J, you couldn't get enough of The Game, you couldn't get enough of Andre 3000, you couldn't get enough of the football players? They all came from a Black woman, sweetheart. So in my mind, I'm just going to say one of the same reasons she got thrown off of Celebrity Big Brother is one of the same reasons we should cancel her ass right now.
I'm here to tell y'all, after looking at the rant, Black women out there, please don't let this woman upset y'all. Forgive her, because she not know what she say. I think them drugs don't went to her brain, because she was in there talking and then trying to read the scripture, and she couldn't even pronounce the word traction alopecia. Okay, so I'd be damned if I let a bitch who can't even pronounce alopecia get my blood pressure to boiling. You know, for me, what was even bigger than Tila Tequila was how much of a religious fanatic she was in that moment. And it just really made me think about the brainwashing power of religion, or when people take on an ideology and believe something in the way that they can contort the word and twist it to fit whatever bias, hate, or whatever that they want to spit. Because let's not act as if that same scripture was not twist in turn to justify us being enslaved. Black folks use that same scripture to justify, you know, hating homosexual people. It's just funny how people can take what was honestly and truthfully created out of love. Like, God is one thing, and that's love. That's where it starts and stops. And it don't take no scripture to understand that, and how people can take what essentially is a book of love and contort it to fit what it is they feel in their nasty ass soul,
which is hate.
And we're going to break right now. And the audacity of this woman, who at one point claimed to be a devil worshiper, satanic worshiping, to now go ahead and use the Bible. Tila Tequila, you can kiss my Black ass. How about that? We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more TGIF. I got the commercial.
You have Black ass.
Welcome back to TGIF. Oh my goodness, I need to fill my drink up on the next commercial break, because Q, you sending me tonight, like you just doing something. We need to go on more vacations again.
More vacation? No, I can't. Listen, yes. My body and my liver cannot take no more of Al and Claudia.
Oh, really? Us?
Us?
And my back, I can't end up on no more floors. And Al, I'm still waiting for you to cash at me $249 for getting my car towed.
I got your car towed because you couldn't handle your liquor. Right.
You know what's funny? The contrast that night when y'all was all partying and Q and you was on his floor with a towel as a blanket looking like a refugee. I was in my hotel room drinking water and eating kale salad.
And mind you, it was freezing cold in that room. And I'm right here in fetal position trying to lay up under this damn towel. Hey, all right, what can I tell you?
All right, we got our new segment for you guys. We have our Q&A with Q and Al.
All right, let's go.
All right, guys, this segment will allow you, the viewer, to send in your questions for a chance to have Al Reynolds and Funky lend their ears and offer you their fantastic advice. Are you ready for some Q&A? Y'all ready?
Of course.
We got some good questions. Okay, here's the first one. I'm a divorcee after a 14-year marriage. During that marriage, my ex-husband and I worked hard to build an empire together. And my name means something to me because it's attached to wealth and connections. I'm currently engaged and my fiance wants me to drop my last name and take his. It's the constant topic in our home. I told him that I will hyphenate my name with his last name after we're married. Am I wrong? What would you do? Who wants to take it?
I'll take a quick stab at it. Listen, we see it all the time. I mean, I think she can still float through life having her quote unquote stage name. You know what I'm saying? Cynthia Bailey's name is Cynthia Hill. You know what I'm saying? On her license, it says Cynthia Hill, but she still floats through the world as Cynthia Bailey because that is the name that she has built their stock in, that name. Same thing with Selena Johnson. Selena's name is Selena Garris. You know what I'm saying? But she still floats through the world. Candy's name is Candy Tucker, but she still floats through the world as Candy Burris. So you can still be Shanita Washington, you know what I'm saying, in the public and let your license say whatever it needs to say. But I think in getting married that you do need to take that man's name, even if you hyphenate it, you do need to take that man's name.
Okay. All right. Q? I mean, Al?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to agree with Q on this one. Only because I understand why, like, for instance, my ex built a brand for years using her name. But when she got married, she did take my last name. It wasn't hyphenated. She took my last name, but moved her last name to her middle name. So that can be an option. So if things don't work out, she can move her middle name, back to her last name, which is her brand. So she did not have to compromise in any way the brand that she has built for 20 years that is paying, I'm sure, a large portion of the bills in that household. So I agree with Q on this one. I think she should take that man's last name, make her middle name her last name to keep the brand. When she's doing business, use the name that people are familiar with. When she's talking about her marriage, use her last name. And if it doesn't work out, move it back.
I think part of the problem was the name that he's referring to is her married name from the first husband as well. You know what I mean? For example, Nicole Murphy, that's her brand now is Nicole Murphy. To change it back to her maiden name, it's like starting over from scratch.
Well, that's just something her immature as husband will have to get over, because if that name is paying the bills, then him and her both need to be thanking the old man. So just get over it, buddy.
Push all those names in there. Use her first name, her maiden name, her last married name, and then put his name on the end to show respect for all people involved.
And it don't change the fact that other man don't been in her tootsie cat. So, I mean, if you could find a way to swim in that recycled tootsie cat, then you can find a way to damn get over that name.
Oh, my God. Okay, next question. All right, I want to spice things up in the bedroom, but my husband isn't packing that much. I have to constantly find new ways. Oops, hold on. I got to constantly find new ways to keep myself satisfied without emasculating him. What tips can you give me to help him feel good and not like less than a man? Damn, that's tough.
Al, you use Blue Chew. You familiar with this story. Go ahead and take it.
Oh, this is a really tough one. I think In this particular situation, I don't think there's anything wrong with introducing alternative pleasure methods like toys, extenders, anything that's going to help you satisfy yourself and help him keep his confidence to want to satisfy you. Because I promise you this, the second that man feels like he can't please you and that you're not being sexually satisfied for him to by him, that marriage is going to go far, far, far left. I can promise you that. So don't be afraid to use toys. A lot of families, and I don't know if this is an African-American female or not, but a lot of African-Americans don't really use toys in the bedroom. A lot of African-Americans don't use role play, don't use extenders. Extenders are a big thing for guys.
What is that?
So extenders are things that you can buy. It's a toy to make his penis bigger, so that it will satisfy her more if she's not satisfied because of the size of his penis, or use dildos or any other method. Shit. Listen, I in this particular case, you can also do swinger parties. You can use other methods. Invite somebody else in the bedroom to satisfy your woman sexually if he's not sexually satisfying you. I think at the end of the day, have an open and honest conversation with your man. Don't hide anything from him. And I'm sure you can come up with a very amicable solution.
It is hard to tell a man that, hey, you're not enough. Like, it is hard. I've never done it. And I've been there. Never done it.
Never told a whole man away. Throw the whole damn man away. It ain't going to work. You're sexually incompatible. And if she anything like me, I don't like toys. I don't. I've tried them. It's just not fun. I want the intimacy of that body-to-body contact with the instrument that you got. Throw the whole man away. We got to go to commercial, Claudia.
I know. I was about to. We're going to take a quick break.
I would throw the man away.
Well, I'm going to throw you away if you don't let me go to commercial.
Okay, go ahead.
We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Stick around. We'll be right back. Welcome back to TGIF. We just looked at the time. We've been having such a good time. I can't believe we only have 4 minutes left. 4 minutes. Okay, so with our 4 minutes, we're going to try to get in the game and get this last story. Listen, Trick Daddy was spotted getting out. He was on camera, caught on camera, getting into an altercation with a woman after he allegedly paid for her and her girls to get into a Miami club. He was seen and heard on camera being overly aggressive and threatening to knock her out. What are your thoughts on how men handle rejection? And does it give you the right to go off on someone if you spent your money and you get rejected? What do y'all think? I mean, we all know the answer, but what do y'all think?
You know, I was just really disappointed in Trick Daddy, right? Because the video was just, he was just, and God, excuse my French, just being an ignorant nigga. Like, come on, y'all. It's 2021, and I know that Trick is real old and real chauvinistic in his thinking, but come on now, like, I mean, what did you want? You paid for her to get in the club. Was that supposed to go home with you? Did you want to go to the Waffle House? Like, this whole notion of doing things for women monetarily in exchange for, you know, fill in the blank, that's just old, dated, and done. Quiet as it's kept, Trick got bigger issues. Like, why the hell is your ass even in the damn club? Okay, you should have been somewhere in one of them Versace rolls with your feet up, watching the Hallmark Channel, watching the rerun of the damn Golden Girls. You're too damn old to be in the club, number one. And then number two, had you been at a club with women your age, you wouldn't have had this problem. See, he was supposed to be down to the Elks Lodge or to the BFW. Okay, he was supposed to be down to the BFW or to the Elk, to the Masonic Temple, baby, for brown liquor and blues. Okay, but you're down here playing with the damn little girls. Like, honestly, truthfully, like, and I'm not even trying to be funny, but between, you know, between the pregnancy and the face, like, it's gonna take take a hell of a lot more than a $40 entry, the pregnancy. See,
why y'all use that picture?
That's a lie.
So I'm gonna have to disagree with Funky on this one, because I maybe it's my age and maybe it's the age difference between Funky and I really do believe that if I pay for you, you do owe me a certain level of respect. And the thing that comes to my mind immediately is my brother. My older brother, we went to Hardee's after the club one night, and he was trying to holler at this girl. So she was, you know, we went to eat afterwards, say at Hardee's. I don't know if people know what Hardee's is, but Hardee's down south. So we go there after the club because it's the only thing open. So we went to Hardee's. He purchased the girl a meal. So it was like a biscuit with the home fries and a drink. And so after she got her home fries and drink, she tried to diss him. And my brother knocked the whole shit out of her hand and was like, if you don't come sit with me, you ain't gonna eat. I promise you that resonates with me. So in a way, not as aggressive as he was, but the principle I definitely get. If he pays for you to get in, the minimum that you could do is show him a little bit of respect. If I buy you a drink at the bar, at the minimum you can do is at least have a conversation with me or have a little dance with me. I mean, just don't try to pimp him that hard. I understand.
But if he offered to do it. We got 30. If he offered to do it, she didn't agree to, like, there's no bothering. Like, I hate when someone buys you a drink and think they can hem you up all night. And if you buy me dinner, you don't get access to my body or my vagina over some goddamn food when I can buy food.
No one said all of that, Claudia. All I'm saying is when a man makes a gesture to take care of you,
thank you.
We got to go, y'all.
And be nice. That's all I'm saying.
I agree, be nice, but I don't think you owe someone that they.
We gotta go.
We do gotta go, but damn it, we talking. So badass, bratty ass kid, like we talked at that dinner at that bar. All right, y'all, we gotta go. Send us our Q&A questions to the chat and to our Instagram pages. We had a fun time. Good seeing y'all, fellas, and we'll see y'all this Friday right back here on Fox. So stick around. We got more. Coming up on the network, Tammy Mack Show. I'll see you guys back here on Friday. We'll see you. Bye.
Bye, guys.